Hello, this is Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. Sorry to circle back with you so soon. Your 250 application fee declined. Came back as insufficient funds.
Okay, which card do you have?
Okay, let me go in there. The same one we set up on Monday. It's a Visa ending in 9705. That's all it tells me. Everything else is, like, X'd out.
Okay, give me a second. 9705.
Yeah.
It's probably got you for fraud. Hold on, let me double check.
Oh, yeah, it's like a security thing. Because the LSA application comes out of the California Merchant Processing, so.
Oh, yeah, they definitely frauded anything from California.
Yeah, it's like, okay, all of a sudden you went to California in 2.5 seconds?
I got gas here in Kentucky this morning, so.
Yeah, exactly. They're probably like, this is suspicious. Yeah, I have that through Schools First Credit Union. Anything that comes out of state, they do that. They decline it, and they send me, like, an email I got to verify or a text message.
Okay, let me try and figure out which fucking card that is.
No worries.
I only got 30 of them.
I set your appointment with the rep, Perry, for Google Guarantee, yeah. And then he's like, okay, I'll process the application fee now. I told him, I was like, I already sent him the application before the payment cleared. And I was so confident it was just going to go through, and he was like, oh, decline.
Okay, so I'm going to have to go online and unlock it unless you want me to just give you another one.
Here, we haven't.
Let me give you another card.
We have your local listing set up on this one. Let me just make sure. Hold on. I don't know if I switch it out. It might set up the future payments for your local stuff to go through that way.
That's all right.
You're okay with that?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. All right.
I just don't want to find and unlock it and all that bullshit right now. They haven't called me yet, so...
The bank, they usually send it in like a message, like it's either like an email or it's in your banking app for that card.
Yeah.
So if you have 30 of them, it could be all over the place.
They call me.
Oh, they call me.
Make everyone of them call me.
Okay, so here, let me swap it out and then I'll get you the receipt right now. Is this one a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex?
Visa.
Okay, and it's under your name or the business name?
Yep.
Okay.
Mine.
All right, same billing address?
Yep.
All right, I'm ready for you.
It's 4793. 1700. 0010. 0010. 5092.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
7/24.
7/24. And then there's a three-digit code on the back.
980.
980. Okay. Hang on the line with me for a sec so I can just make sure that this clears.
Sure.
Okay. I know it will. I'm not doubting you. I'm just...
No, it's cool.
Nope, this one says expired card. What the heck? Yeah, it came back expired, this one.
Nope, not expired.
Yeah, it says September 2024 on it, so I'm kind of trying to figure out what's going on with that. You said it was 980 was the three-digit code on the back?
980 on the back, yep.
Yeah, that's weird.
We can try it again if you'd like.
You want to read it back to me?
Yep.
Okay. I'm ready.
4793.
4793.
1700.
1700.
0010.
0010.
5092.
0092. And then you said it was 9/24?
7/24.
7. Ah, that's the problem. July. Okay. And then 980?
Yep.
All right. I don't know why September and 7, the SE must have got my dyslexia going all of a sudden. Okay, there you go. It cleared. So you're going to get the receipt here in just a second, and then we'll circle back for the client interview, okay?
Thanks, sir.
All right, you're welcome. You have a great day.
Yep.